Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Gonna steak night. We're gonna eat it right. Steak is such a treat. It is the world's best meat. We're gonna steak night. We're gonna eat it right.
Excuse me, doctor.
What is your problem, lady?
Listen to me.
We let you do your thing.
The boys from the TV show Scrubs singing of their love of the steak, a red meat celebration.
Who
would know that we would find a song about steak that fits perfectly with our next segment, All Things Steak, for Father's Day on our Food Time show today, sponsored by our friends at the Greek Islands Restaurant. But joining us on the phone to speak of our red meat delight is Joe Rossetti, who is the executive chef for Harry Carey's restaurant group. One of the, I think, one of the best steakhouses that you're going to find in Chicago, of many locations around the Chicago and suburban area. And Joe, thank you for joining us. Well, a happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you, sir. How are you?
Doing very well. Very, very nice to have you on with the show today. So a lot of people, because it's a really nice day today, they're going to be out on the grill. They're going to do some steaks on the grill for Dad. And I just wanted to find out, you know, from an expert in the field, you know, the do's and don'ts of what to do today. All grill stuff aside, where do we start off in selecting the a cut of, you know, just picking the perfect piece of meat to put on the grill today? Are there some that work better on the grill than others?
Sure there are. I would first start by finding a great butcher or one of our higher-end supermarkets and buying a quality piece of prime beef or even prime dry-aged beef. And like something like a New York a ribeye with a bone in it, even a filet. Those are great for the grill. You know, they're a little bit thicker.
Do you recommend filet with the bone over, just a regular cut filet?
Anything with a bone, I recommend.
Anything with a bone is better.
It starts to smoke and gives it more flavor, and, it protects the meat from drying out. So, yeah, if you can get something with a bone in it, that's great. I've got a huge 42-ounce porterhouse that I'm prepping for my dad today, so... That's what's going on my grill in about an hour and a half.
42-ounce porterhouse. Wow.
42-ounce porterhouse. We got some beautiful Colorado lamb chops, big shrimp. So I'm prepping and looking forward to it just like everybody else.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so that's I'm blown away just by the visual image of a 42-ounce porterhouse steak.
Well, there's eight of us, so he's not going to eat all by himself.
Well, I assume that he wasn't going to eat the whole thing. But still, just the massive massivity, if you will, of something like that up on the grill is quite amazing. So
the trick to those big pieces is that you get them marked really nice, and then you move the coals off to the side, and you let the meat sort of roast on the opposite side, so you don't burn it. You know, and it transfers and cooks all the way through.
Yeah,
keeps it nice and moist.
So how do you know? I mean, you're an expert, of course. You know when something's done. But, you know, for the average person, when they do something like that, you put it on the hot side of the grill first. You get the marks on it. You get, you know, a little colorization going on, and then you move it over, as you said. But how do you know when to take it off? Are you using a meat thermometer? Are you using – some people, you know, use feel. They put their thumb on it, and they can tell by the feel.
Yeah, I just poke it. I mean, you know, the more you do it, and it's really not that hard. If it's really squishy, then that's rare, you know. And the tighter it gets, the further it's cooking. If it has a nice little spring back, then you're right around medium. If you break your knuckle when you start poking it, then you're well done. You don't want to do that.
Right. Then you can save it for hockey season, in other words.
Right. Exactly. Chop it up.
Right. So. Right. Okay. So are we marinating? Do you marinate before you put it on, or do you just like the pure deliciousness of the meat itself?
Yeah, the meats I don't marinate. No, we don't at the restaurant. I don't really know any other guys out there that are marinating beautiful pieces of meat like that. You know, you pay a lot of money and find the right grade of meat, the prime grade. So you really don't want to mask it with too much salt, pepper, and just a nice hot flame.
So really, just you're saying just salt and pepper on it, and that's it.
That's all. That's all we do. That's all I do at home too. If it's a pork chop, I might throw, you know, some little seasoning, like a bourbon, brown sugar or something, or something like that on it. But for steaks, it's really just either sea salt or kosher salt and fresh cracked black pepper.
So you think that a lot of restaurants are, you know, doing different rubs on their steaks and crusts and things like that. You think that's overkill?
The crust as an option is great. You know, if the guest wants it, then sure. But I really just think you should present your best foot forward and give them the greatest, highest grade of prime. And if they would like to put some blue cheese on it or horseradish or truffle butter or something like this, then that's great.
Right.
But, you know, that's up to them.
Yeah, I sort of agree with you that I might put a little oregano on it also, just because I like that.
Right.
But I'm perfectly fine. You know, you get a steak that's got just a little bit of a natural char crust on it, salt and pepper, you can't beat that.
Absolutely. What do you usually get when you come in? I've seen you have a variety. Is it usually the New York? Is that what you get? Are you a New York guy?
Yeah, you know, I bounce around your menu to so many different things. Yeah, I don't know. I like a New York steak in general. If I'm going out someplace, I enjoy a New York steak because, you know, it's got a little, I don't know how to put this. There's something to it. You know what I mean? I like a filet. It's delicious. But, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm just getting two bites off those little filets.
Right, right. Well, the New York has a great amount of the fat striations, you know, through it. So it's got the right amount of fat to meat. It's tender. It has a nice, irony, minerally flavor to it. That's my cut, for sure.
Can you talk
a couple of sides, and, you know?
Yeah, talk about a little bit of the differences between some of the cuts of, you know, people, you know, maybe are headed out to the store to purchase for the big feast today. Are there some cuts that you think just avoid?
I would stay away from any type of you know, sort of top round or things like this. You know, you want something. The more the muscle moves, the tougher the meat is, and that top round is moving a lot. You know, that's why the bigger steaks, like the ribeye and the filet, being the most tender. So that's the part of the animal that moves the least, so it stays tender. Or something with a higher marbling, like, you know, a great skirt steak, you know, a nice, I would marinate a skirt steak, put it that way, but it's not a big steak, but marinate that nicely and throw it on a nice hot grill and char it up and slice it and eat it with a big salad or throw in some tortillas or whatever it is that you dig, you know. I mean, that's a good piece of meat, and it's not terribly expensive. It's not inexpensive. Especially in the summer, the price goes up, but it's a good grilling meat.
Yeah. What about flank steak? I see people grilling up flank steak all the time. They cut it up for fajitas and, you know, a variety of reasons. Are you a fan of that?
That's another marinating steak, you know, because it's tough. So you either have to flash cook it, like just sear it, or you got to cook it. You marinate it a long time and cook it through to like a medium well, you know, at least a medium, high medium.
To break down the membranes that otherwise
right,
would
to break
make
that it down and break down the limited amount of fat that's in there and just get things moving around. You know, if you try to serve it rare or medium rare, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. What about the cuts that we see most often in the grocery store? The, you know, the sirloins that are there, the ribeyes that are there. What are the different characteristics of some of these?
The ribeye is a little bit fattier. You know, it has more. Not necessarily marbling, but it has pockets of the fat in it. Whereas the sirloin, or we call it in New York, they actually call it a shell steak. It's that, you know, great sort of yin and yang of the fats and the meat. And then the filet, being most tender, is generally the leanest also.
Least amount of fat, you mean?
The least amount of fat, correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Does it make sense, instead of doing tenderloin steaks, you know, a lot of people like to do the whole tenderloin, you know, just for presentation, and they bring this amazing piece of, you know, gigantic meat, much like your giant meat that you're
right.
cooking today. Same kind of deal if someone is prepping and doing one of those on a grill today?
For sure. Absolutely. You know, sear it nice. Rub it with a little olive oil. And the salt and pepper, put some oregano on if you'd like, but put, you know, Montreal steak seasoning if that's what you dig, and then just sear it and get it over to the side so you don't start burning it, and just let it sort of roast, you know, on the opposite side of the coals.
How long do you leave something like that on the grill? Is there a per, you know, minutes per pound kind of formula, or how do you do that?
You know, it all depends on how cold the meat is when you put it on. Like this steak that I have off, I'll pull it out in the next half hour and we'll eat around, you know, two or something like that. So leave it covered inside and let it warm up a little bit to room temp and then put it on the grill. If it's ice cold, it will take forever. So you should always, if the bigger the cut, pull it out. It's fine. It's safe. Just keep it wrapped up and just let it come to room temperature for 20 minutes, a half hour, and then put it on the grill. Or even if you're roasting, you know, if you're in the oven, just, you always want to let it come up, and then you want to let it rest. So a filet, generally, I would think, would take probably a good 20 minutes on the colder side of the grill.
A filet steak, you mean?
No, the big, you know, the big tenderloin, the big pismo.
Oh, so what are you saying, 20 minutes per pound, you mean?
No. If it's like the Chateau is what we were talking about, the big, long, thick. Yeah, so about 20 minutes for that. So sear it, put it over on the cold side of the grill. About 20 minutes later, you'd have a nice medium rare.
Oh, just 20 minutes for the whole thing. Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Good idea to do internal thermometer, or am I getting too nerdy now? Am I getting too grill?
No, not at all. I mean,
hey, let me check with my internal thermometer to make sure that...
you can always up your man factor and, like, you know, put a skewer in there and then touch it to your lips. See how hot it is. That's always a good move.
I that's something I would do unintentionally.
Right.
That's
a good move.
It's you know, probably not going to hurt anything, right? To just check, like, what should the internal temperature be for something like that if you are going to check?
Well, the rule of thumb is rare is right around 125. Medium rare is about 130, 35. Medium up to 145, and then on up, you know, you're just starting to dry it out a little bit, medium well. But a good medium, most people like medium steak, I would think, you know. I would get it to right around 135, 140 degrees and then let it rest.
Yeah.
And then when it rests, you know, all those juices start bringing themselves back into the meat. And that's when, we see on the Food Channel, or you see, you know, at Harry Carey's, when you cut it, that the meat is one color. It's a constant pink, or it's a constant, warm red. It's not like well done on the outside and then rare on the inside. You know, you want to let it rest so all that heat and all those juices start flowing around.
Yeah, because it continues to cook. When you say rest, the sort of the cooking process is still going on inside,
correct.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because it's already, you know, 140 degrees, so it's going to rise another, whatever, 5-7 degrees, depending on what it is.
Yeah, it could make a difference, and you don't want to overdo. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, talk more with Joe Rossetti, the executive chef for the Harry Carey Group in Chicago in the suburbs. All things steak today. You have a steak preparation question, 312-981-7200. We'll get to your calls and texts next, 312-981-7200, WGN.
We're gonna eat it right. Steak is such a treat.
Who knew this could fast become my favorite song of all time? From the TV show. From the TV show Scrubs.
What is your problem?
Joe, I am highly recommending that you make this the music that people hear when they walk in Harry Carey's restaurant.
Yes, that's a good one.
I want Grant DePorter standing at the door singing that to people when they come in the restaurant.
We'll give him a tambourine.
Here is Frank on the phone at 312-981-7200. Frank, you're on with Joe Rossetti from Harry Carey's.
How you doing, guys? Great show.
Thank you.
And I got to say, Harry Carey's is my best place for steak. They do it really well there.
I would agree. Pretty good.
So I bought a new propane grill that's got the infrared technology, and I've been cooking on it fillets, sausages, chicken, and, you know, it gets the meat looking very, looks like it's done based on the marks on there. But, you know, when I pull it off the grill, it just seems like it's always kind of raw in the middle. So you guys are talking about cooking it for 20 minutes. So once you get the char marks on there, do you basically put it on the side of the grill at a very low heat, or do you put it on the side there with no flames going and let the heat from the rest of the grill indirectly heat it up? Or is there a trick with these new type of infrared type grills?
You know, the thing with the infrareds is, I mean, the grill itself will get hot, you know, the actual metal part, the cast iron part, whatever your grates are, and it'll create the marks, but it doesn't throw a lot of heat around the product, you know, like a Weber grill will, or even a bigger gas grill would. So I would mark it nice, get it to, you know, to looking like it's, you know, halfway done, turn down the left side or right side, if whatever you're left or right-handed, and then move it all over, but leave the other side, you know, at like medium high, and close the lid, and let that heat start moving around inside of the grill and getting on the product. You just don't want it direct underneath because you're just going to keep burning the bottom of it.
Yeah, turn it down,
move it.
Outside of the steak will be, you know, way charred, and the inside will be raw. And that's what you're trying to avoid. So you try to create a situation sort of where it's baking a little bit. Good luck with that, Frank. I appreciate your call. And, Joe, thank you for spending some time with us. Of course, the best way to have a great steak on Father's Day is stop by Harry Carey's. Give me your locations real quick here, Joe.
Our original is at 33 West Kinsey. We have two other prime steakhouses out in the suburbs, and we have two in Lombard. We actually have a fish place out there called Holy Mackerel, along with Harry Carey's. We got one in Rosemont. We have the 7th Inning Stretch in the Water Tower, 7th floor, and we also have our Navy Pier location.
All good stuff. Joe Rossetti, the executive chef for the Harry Carey Group, we always appreciate you joining us. Have a great day today. Enjoy that steak the size of a Volkswagen that you're cooking today.
Right on. It's my pleasure, Dean.